It's interesting, you know, the fact that these are his disciples and yet they misunderstand so deeply following his death, struggling to understand his resurrection, right? They're terrified. It's a ghost. Jesus is not hungry. He needs to demonstrate and prove to them that he's got a real body. And that's why he asks if they have anything to eat, to prove to them he's alive. You know, it would have been interesting, my brothers and sisters, just a note, you know, like today's readings, both the first reading and the gospel text, are just simply following from the first reading and the gospel text yesterday. We're just continuing the story. Spoke about expectations yesterday. Today it seems that God has gone beyond our hopes. I say that because what would it mean if God took upon himself our humanity in the incarnation, right? In the womb of Mother Mary. Takes human life to himself, grows up, goes to his death on the cross, offers himself in obedience to the Father, suffers for our sake, takes upon himself all of the sins, and dies. But then his body remains in the grave, but he shows up in his spirit, in their midst, talking to them, "Hey guys, it's me. You know, I'm going to go hang out with my Father, but, you know, my body's there, but I'm not there," right? What would the difference be of that than what has taken place? What would it mean if he left the humanity that he assumed to simply rot in the grave? It would not be the restoration of all things that we had hoped. My brothers and sisters, Jesus does not leave our humanity in the grave. He takes it up again. We can treat our humanity in very, very poor ways. But the dignity and the worth of our humanity is revealed. He takes it up again. And not only does he take it up again and be, identifies with it, even with the five wounds that remain in his body, right? Like I always joke that my collar is my collar ID, right? People know that I'm a priest because I got my collar ID on. Jesus possesses in his body five wounds that we know who he is. It is his collar ID. "Look and see my hands and my feet and my side. Do not persist in your unbelief, but believe." That our humanity that he takes up becomes what he identifies with. And that humanity is going to be glorified, my brothers and sisters. Down the road, after Jesus ascends to his Father, down the road, John encounters Jesus in all of his glory, and he is like struck dumb and deaf and lying on the ground as if one who is dead, because the glory that has returned to Jesus, that was part of his from the very beginning. But in all of these things, his humanity is not destroyed. In all of these things, our humanity in him is not destroyed. And so I say expectations are important, but God goes so far beyond our expectations. Not just an expectation of redemption in the Christ and the Savior, but one who continues to hold to himself our humanity, that he would draw us to himself, to reveal the dignity and the worth of your humanity. This was scandalous to the Greeks. The Greeks and their philosophy and their hopes was to escape this wretched body. When will we be free? Do not speak to us about resurrection. Why would we ever want to go back to that? Well, Jesus transforms that and he sets it free. My brothers and sisters, your destiny is not to live as a bodiless soul that just sits on top of the clouds. Our destiny in Jesus Christ is that this lowly earthly body will be raised from the earth, not unto a return to the humanity that we possess now, or a humanity that is just forgiven, but a humanity that is glorified in Jesus Christ. A humanity that shares in his divinity. We gave to him the gift of our humanity, St. Augustine says, so that our God could die. And he gives to us his divinity that we might live forever. So far beyond our expectations, so much greater the love of God for you and for me. Amen.